Matthew chapter number 12 this morning. Matthew chapter number 12. Well, we want to begin at verse 43. Very familiar passage. Matthew 12 and 43. The Bible says, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places seeking rest and findeth none. Then he saith, I will return into my house from which I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell there. And the life state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation. I want to preach just a little while, if God will be my help this morning, as He's on my heart, on this thought: a clean house, no place for clutter. A clean house and no place for clutter. As we look at this today and we see it, and as the Lord's a speaking here, and it's in red writing. I like that red writing, don't you? That's the voice of our Lord. That's the Lord Jesus Christ speaking to us. Amen. And what a blessing it is. And He's talking to the Jew. Now, Matthew's written to the Jewish people for their benefit, but it's also for ours. And He's writing to these, and He's speaking specifically here to the Pharisees, and He's explaining to them, He's going through them and trying to expand it unto them, praise God, that the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and they just missed it. Amen. You say, how they do that? Because the Bible tells us here that they took the Holy Ghost of God and what He was doing, and they blasphemed the Holy Ghost of God and contributed to Beelzebub, the God of flies. Amen. When they done that, they disallowed themselves from heaven. They considered themselves not worthy of the Christ of God. Amen. I'm afraid in the world today we live in, there's a whole lot of people that's disqualifying themselves, not unworthy, making themselves unworthy of Christ, our Savior. Praise His holy name. You can go back to verse 30 and it kind of ties this in. He said, he that is not with me is against me. And he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad. So it pretty much puts in a nutshell, the Lord says, hey, listen, if you're either with me or you're not. Amen. In other words, as we look at it in this text that we read and you're hearing today, we can say that the Lord Jesus Christ is looking for a roommate, and we have to decide today whether we're going to be one or not. Now listen, if you've got a roommate, they're not going to put up with stupid, crazy shenanigans. Amen. Praise God. They're going to, if they're going to try to live right and walk right and do right, praise God, they're going to expect a roommate to do the same. Amen. And the only way you can do that today is with the help of God. Amen. There's a whole lot of Dr. Spocks and everything else out there that says we can do this or that or another. But I want to say the only way that we can have hope this morning, help, is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He is that perfect man, that perfect Son of God that came as a perfect propitiation for our sins, praise God, that through Him we might live a virtuous life. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I thank God for that because I fail Him every day. I come short every day of His glory. Amen. But I'm glad, praise God, He's still working on me. And so we can see this in the text here about this unclean spirit. It said he's gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places. Now I want to say unclean spirits like wet, moist places. Amen. You ever thought about that? They lie, say, unclean spirits like wet, moist places. So where do they choose to live in this world? They choose to live in humans. We're made up 80% water. Amen. We're pretty, by most of us is warm-hearted. I don't think there's any reptiles in the room. Amen. So we're pretty much warm-hearted. We're warm-blooded. Amen. And we got a lot of moisture, praise God. So that's where unclean spirits like to hang out. And if you'll make a house for Him, praise God, He'll move right in, amen? He'll take up His abode and He'll dwell in you. Amen, praise God. But we see this unclean spirit. And now we know from text, we've looked at this in different directions, and we see that we can say that it's kind of speaking through towards a self-reformation. Or a self-healing, a self-confession of being a do-gooder. Trying to do right, you know, like making those New Year's resolutions to lose weight. And we're totally sincere in that when we get started. But praise God, by January the 1st or 2nd, usually that's out the window. Amen? And we're looking towards next year, we'll try it again. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God of heaven, praise God. It's not just about a self-reformation. It's not just about a self-righteousness, but it's about a God of heaven. And as we look at this and we take this into full context of the Word of God, and we see God's speaking to the Jews, and He's talking to the Jews about the situation that they put themselves in. Now the Jew had been, following into idolatry. They had went into idolatry, and you can see it in 2 Kings. Second Chronicles, you can see how the Jew was carried into Babylon. They was carried in captivity because of their idolatry, because they followed after gods that were no gods at all. Amen. I want to say today, God, Brother Bill, is a jealous God. Our God is a jealous God, and He's the only God.
Right.
Amen. He'll not give His glory, praise God, to another. So He's a jealous God. He's could you imagine God being as great as He is, but jealous over you and me? Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise His holy. Hey, love me enough, praise God, to be jealous over me. He don't want me following some old pernicious ways. He wants me to follow Him. Praise God. But the Bible says that the Jews was carried in, because of their idolatry, they were carried into Babylon by Nebuchadnezzar. They was taken, and you know the story. Long story short, they was taken in for 70 years. Jeremiah, we touched on this Wednesday night, he prophesied it at 70 years. He said they'd come out of captivity. Daniel seen that from reading the Word of God. He said, glory, hallelujah. He said, there is hope. And praise God, it's not hope in anything else, but in Jesus Christ, our Savior. He said, there's a hope of them coming out. He said, And we know from the Word of God that when the Jew come out, now listen to me, when they come out of Babylon, they come out of idolatry, and they never went into idolatry again.
Amen.
Amen? They never proclaimed any other gods than the God. Amen. And boy, it made the devil mad. You never do anything that makes the devil mad. Glory, hallelujah. I strive every day to make the devil mad. And I hate him. I hate the devil. I hate his ways, praise God. But the devil rose up and he said, you know what? If I can't take you into adultery, if I can't bring you back into adultery, praise God, he said, I'll do something else. Amen. He said, I'll take you in a different direction. He said, I'll just mess with your religion. Hello? I tell you what's happening today. The devils are having him a heyday. Because he's a messing with our religion. Amen. He's coming in the midst of these people. And he's trying his best, praise God, in his pernicious ways to take us in the wrong direction. And he's succeeding. I told you the other day, they done the statistics. 53% of America, praise God, have turned their back on the Lord. Only 47% are still faithful to God. Amen. What are you saying? The Bible said in the last days, there'd be a falling away. Hey man, we're a see you. Preacher, I thought I'd never see that. Well, glory to God. I'm going to say praise His holy name. He's always true. He's always right. And He said, we're living in the midst of a falling away. It's not supposed to be that way. Paul said, we're not those that fallen back into perdition. We're not of those that's supposed to go back and be made useless. Amen. We're supposed to be pressing on for the cause of Christ. But we see the Bible teaches that this unclean spirit, he can't, praise God, it couldn't take them back into idolatry. So he began to interfere with their religion. And he began to interfere with it. And we can see in Jesus' time through the Pharisees. Now Paul at one time, he said, I was a Pharisee of Pharisees. He said, I had everything going, praise God. I was of the full sect. He said, I had done committed myself to them. Praise God. I was going in that direction. Amen. Praise God. You say, what was they doing? Praise God. They was caught up in a whole bunch of false legalism. Amen. Amen. A whole lot of do's and don'ts. I told you before, they even had a law that said that you can't spit on the Sabbath, because if you spit on the Sabbath and you're on a little bit of an incline, and that spittle begins to roll, amen, it might make a little bit of fur, and they called that plowing. Amen. Amen. Hey, I'm talking about ridiculous. I'm talking about a religious legalism. Amen. And not only religion. You say, what is that? It's nothing other than hypocrisy. Amen. It's not the way God ever designed it to be. It was designed to be taken, praise God, in the context of His Word, trusting God Almighty to lead us, guide us, direct us, and show us His way to the end of the way. I want to say that. I want to say right quickly before I go any further, there's nowhere to get off this one. This ride that we're on for Jesus, praise God, it's one that'll take us all the way across. Amen. Even cross old Chili Jordan when it's time, praise God. We'll go over it. Instead of going over the pile, we'll go over the shout. Shouting and praising and giving God glory for the ride. Amen. Thanking Him because He brought us thus far, praise God, and He'll take us all the way. So we see what's happening here. I'm talking about a clean house and no place for clutter. So we see here, as the Bible teaches, that these Jews, amen, and especially the Pharisees, they had done committed the blasphemy, praise God. They had done denied the Lord Jesus Christ, and they had done attributed the work of the Holy Ghost to the devil. Amen. So they sent away, He said, "Thy kingdom come." And they was looking for it, praise God, but they done said, "Well, you know, it's come, but we don't want it." I'm afraid there's a whole lot of folks today doing the same thing. You say, what was taking place? They were antagonists. Amen. Not only was they antagonists to the temple in Jerusalem, but they were antagonists to the Lord Jesus Christ, the temple Lord Jesus Christ Himself. Amen. They was there ever turn to try to dissuade and discourage and tear down. Amen. So we see when Jesus is teaching them here, praise God, He's instructing them, and He gives this part of the unclean spirit. And He said that when it's gone out of a man. And it's not just a spirit, it's the unclean spirit. And now it's the very force of the devil himself. Amen. I'm afraid if we ain't careful, we're running with him and we're running on empty. We're not running with the real thing. Amen. We got to be careful today. But we see the antagonism, praise God, against the Lord Jesus Christ. We see that, but the Bible says that they clean house. See that the unclean spirit has gone out of a man, and he walked through dry places, and he's seeking rest and findeth none. Because I told you, he likes those warm, moist bodies. He likes me and you to dwell in. Amen. And he may come out of his own accord, praise God, but he'll come back in if we'll let him. The thing is, we've got to set up a barrier, praise God, to where he can't get back in. Amen. But the Bible says here, now listen to what it says. He said, "Then he saith, I will return into my house." Now he's done claimed them. That soul, that person that he's in, praise God, he's done claimed them as his. I'm afraid there's a whole lot in the world today that the devil's done claimed for his own. Amen. Done set up housekeeping. But now look what it says. "I will turn to my own from whence I came out. And when he cometh, when he has come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished." Now I just want to use a little bit of example today. Lord, lay this on my heart. We see this playing out. We see it playing out in the Jews, and we see it playing out in our day. Amen. We see them a cleaning house. Amen. So they start to cleaning up, taking care of the mess that's around. Amen. So that everything looks nice and tidy for everybody to see. And they set things up so that people will know where they stand. Amen. And they begin to want you to know what they claim to be. And who they claim to see. And who claims to see them. So they start setting up and they set up their religious symbols all over the place. They clean up and they set the symbols up. Now I wonder who they setting the symbols up for. Are they setting them up for themselves or are they setting them up for others? Or is it just a pretense of what they would like to be? Amen. You see them as they begin to clean house. And they have their symbols set up, but the Bible says the house is empty. Amen. The symbols are there. The references is there. Amen. I see people all the time got all kind of scripture. They put it on the walls. There ain't nothing wrong with that. That's good. Amen. But why is it there? Do we actually live by it? Do we believe it? Amen. Praise God. Or is it just is it just that garnishment? Amen. Cleaning up and garnishment, making it look good on the outside. And the inside's rotten. Amen. So we see how it plays out, and we see that he said it, he's finding it empty. He said it's swept, it's garnished, it's cleaned up, the symbols is all there, the symbols of religion's there. Amen. But it's an empty religion. Because we start out every day. Amen. We start out every day, me and you, praise God, and we start out, and you know God makes it that way. And we start out every day with a new opportunity. Amen. A new day, praise God. Ain't you glad God made it that way? Amen. Praise God, one day in eternity we won't need that because we'll be perfect like Him. But praise God, Brother Junior, now He gives us an opportunity day by day, amen, to rise up and be found pleasing to Him. Amen. So we have a clean house and there ain't no clutter. Because I tell you what we do, we get up of a morning, amen, and the first thing we do is we make our eggs. Now we have us a little breakfast and we have, you know, we'll jump up and we're running late and we'll throw some toast and some bacon in the microwave and throw an egg in the griddle. Praise God, and before you know it, we're done. Amen. Got that behind us. Praise God, so we can move on to something else. And so we go about the day and ain't too long before we get into the day, praise the Lord, and we come, we get kind of thirsty in this old world, so we run in the fridge and we'll grab us a bottle of water and we'll chug her down, praise God, and trying to satisfy that outward thirst. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. God's good. He's still with us. Amen. He's still He's still God. He ain't changed at all. He's there ministering to our heart, praise God. For you folks in the parking lot, I just throwed out an egg carton for breakfast. Hey man, when I got thirsty, I throwed out a water bottle. Hey man, the stage, Brother Brenda, I'm sorry, but the stage is getting cluttered up here. There's a lot of things that defile and tear down. Hey man, but praise be to God. Hey, I've still got my symbols. Praise God, the cross, and I've got Jesus, praise God, so everything must be all right. I got up, I ate my eggs, praise God, I drank my water. Thank God, got done through the day, praise the Lord, and I thought, well, praise God, I need just a little touch of a little bit of nourishment. So come time to eat my peanut butter and jelly sandwich. You can't eat, hey, if you give a daddy a cookie or a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, you gotta give him a glass of milk. Amen. So we'll take it, we'll chug our milk down, we'll go along by our own pernicious ways. Amen. Not taking thought of anything, praise God, but self. Praise the Lord. But God is good. Amen. Glory to God. And we get along later in the day, praise God, and we get to wanting a little bit of a snack. I say we'll go in there in the fridge and we'll dig out our fruit bowl. Because we're trying to be healthy in this thing, you know. Amen. We don't just eat anything comes along. You can't eat cookies and cakes all the time. Amen. Praise God. So we get our fruit cups. That makes us feel better. We think we've done what we need to do. Praise God. And we go through the day, praise the Lord, and we do what we do. We do, praise God, within ourselves. Hardly ever taking time to think about the goodness of God. Amen. Comes evening time, praise the Lord, and you go in there to the fridge, and you break out the ice cream box. Amen. Because there ain't nothing like ice cream before bedtime, Brother Junior. Amen. So you take that thing, boy, and you scarf her up. Yeah, glory, hallelujah, how good it is. I like that chocolate and chocolate. Amen. Chocolate ice cream dipped in chocolate. Praise God. Hey, it don't get no better than that. So I've went through my whole day, amen. I've went through the eggs, I went through the water, I went through the milk and the fruit, I went through the ice cream, praise God, and never hardly stopped, slowed down enough to think about my Lord. Amen. What about people like that? Who would do such a me and you? Amen. We'll go through the whole day and never think about the Lord. Never think about the goodness of Almighty God. Amen. When the Bible teaches us, praise God, we ought to be thinking about Him above everything else. Amen. When we get up of the morning. Now this, hey, listen, we got a whole lot of clutter up here. Amen. The house ain't clean no more. Well, preacher, I thought I was living all right. Yeah, that's what a whole lot of people think. We're trying to live all right, praise God, but we're not rejoicing, magnified, trusting in the Lord like we should. Amen. An unclean spirit's gone out. But we've left an empty place. We've left an empty house, praise God. And in that emptiness, praise God, there's a whole lot of clutter. Because we don't stop to think about how good God is. What if we got up in the morning, got them eggs out of the refrigerator, and we're tender with them because they're fragile? Hey man, makes us think we got to thank and praise God just how fragile my life is and how much I need the Lord and how much I need the touch of God. How much God, hey man, is in everything that we do and how He gives us, praise God. He gives us these eggs and praise God. Hey, it's a gift from God. He's done give them to us. He's furnished them. Lord, hallelujah. What if we got to thanking Him for the chicken that they come out of? What if we got to thanking for the people that grow the chicken? What if we got the, hey, praise God, the whole world would get a blessing. Who thought you could get that out of an egg? Amen. Amen. Praise God. So we get to thanking and praising God for that bountiful supply, for that egg, praise God, He gave, for the chicken that it came out of. Praise His holy name. Say, what are you talking about, Pastor? I'm talking about cleaning house. Praise God. And we get to thinking about that. You go through the day and you get out that water bottle. And I don't know about you, I get pretty hot sometimes. Amen. Hey, I know a lot of you perspire. I just plain out sweat. Amen. Water runs off me like an ocean. Amen. And I get that water bottle out of there. Praise God. And a lot of times we don't think nothing about it. But we're to say, praise God. I thank for that water. Thank you, Lord, for the water that you give me. I thank you, God, for that water of life. Praise God. It comes from the throne of grace down to us. We're to bless His holy name. Without the water of life, we'd be thirsty forever. Amen. Praise be to God. Thank you, Lord, for the water you give to me. Amen. Praise God. Then I go to eat that peanut butter. Boy, I tell you, that stuff's sticky. Yeah, it is, ain't it? It's yummy. Praise God. And I get that. Glory, somebody help me. Praise His holy name. I get that milk jug out of that refrigerator. I pull it out there to myself. And before I ever get it to my cup, I say, oh Lord, I thank you for that milk, that word of life. I pray God, the milk, the urgent milk of the word, praise God. You say, preacher, we're not supposed to be on the milk. I pray God, I want to say, if we'll get on the milk of the word, it'll make you grow, praise God. You're not, that's the reason a lot of people not growing, because they don't get on the milk. But I say, praise God, I thank God for the milk of His word. What if a man got to thanking God for the cows out in the field? Now, me, I have a hard time with this. Papa does. I wonder why a black cow don't give chocolate milk. Amen. We have to add that to it. But God, Brother Bill, take a black cow in a green pasture and have clear water and give white milk. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Thank God for the milk, the word. Amen. Praise God. Say, what are you doing, Pastor? I'm cleaning the house. I'm straightening things up this morning. Amen. Praise God. It's looking better. He said, I don't see any difference. Praise God. You ain't seen inside my heart. Amen. I go out there to the refrigerator in the afternoon and get me a little old snack, and there's that fruit cup. Amen. Brother Jeff, I reach in there and pull that to myself and I say, fresh fruit. I say, glory, hallelujah. I think about that fruit of the Spirit. Amen. That's real in my life. Amen. That's it. You say, what are you doing? You've lost your mind. Amen. Praise God, my mind's on Jesus. And I'm thinking about that fruit of the Spirit. That make a difference in you. And it makes a difference in me. Like I read in Matthew. Praise God, it'll change you. And folks around you begin to see that sweet Spirit of God oozing out of you. When the sweet Spirit, the sweet fruit of the Lord, praise God, is moving upon your life. It's just the greatest thing is the fruit of the Spirit. The Spirit moving upon your heart. Amen. We're straightening things up now, ain't we? Amen. It's getting better. You'll never look at your food the same again. I hope not. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. We've been eating healthy now. Praise God. Amen. The calories may still be there, but God will be in it. Praise the Lord. So you go through your day and you know you're seeing these things, you're making God, and it comes evening time. Amen. And you go in there to the fridge, the refrigerator, the freezer, and you pull out that ice cream. I just almost think that's the nectar of God. Amen. But as I have it, shh. Pert near. Amen. But you pull that out, praise God, and you get to thinking about that, how good that's going to be. But you know what you get to thinking about as you pull that ice cream out of that fridge or that freezer, and you reach in there and you get you one of them cones out, praise God, of that chocolate from inside and out. And you get to thinking about the sweetness of a Savior, a sweetness of the Lord Jesus Christ, how sweet He is. Praise God, how He satisfies the soul, how He touches in your heart, how sweet, praise God, the sweetest thing I know. That ice cream is sweet, and oh, how I enjoy it. But I want to tell you, Brother Jeff, there's something that I enjoy a whole lot more than ice cream, and it's the Lord Jesus Christ abiding in my soul. Praise His holy name. He's the sweetest thing I know. Amen. I know what you say. It's a preacher, you're a weirdo. How can all that be in here? Amen. Praise God, because God Almighty lives in our hearts, young as we're children of God. And we recognize that everything we have, praise God, is a gift from God. Amen. And the sweetness is our Savior. Amen. It don't get no sweeter than that. Amen. It don't get no sweeter than the Lord Jesus Christ that abides down in our soul. But the Lord Jesus, He said, there's something that's missing. He said, you may have all this stuff, and you may have your religious symbols displayed, but He said, the house is empty. Amen. It's garnished, it's cleaned up, but it's empty. He said, hey, what do you need? We need a clean house. Amen. We need a clean house with no clutter. And when we have our minds open to the Lord Jesus Christ, and He's our Lord and our Savior, praise God, He makes the difference. Amen. Amen. So then, now listen, and I'm done. So then, Brother Kevin, the house is not empty no more. Hello? You say, what's in there, preacher? It's full of praise to God Almighty. And it's full of faith. Praise God in what He's given us. The hope that we have. Praise God. We see the Bible says that. You say, preacher, why do we need that? Because the house empty is an invitation to the unclean spirit. And the Bible says that He goes out. He sees it all empty and garnished. But praise God, what happens if He comes back and it ain't empty no more? What if it's full? When he gets to the door, praise God, he can't get in. So he goes around to the window, praise God, and His goodness and mercy and love are coming out the windows. Amen. So if there's no place left for that unclean spirit. And as I say, we need to make a place today. Amen. We need to have a full house. Full of the Spirit of God. Full of the praise of God. Full of the joy of God. Full of faith. And the Lord Jesus Christ. So we don't allow, praise God, those unclean spirits to come in. Because they will. And then they said to go out and get seven others. Unclean spirits. More wicked than himself. You know what happens? There's an overflowing flood of the enemy. Of wickedness. But praise God, if we've got a clean house. And we ain't got no clutter. Because every day, praise God, we think upon the Lord Jesus Christ. We think about how good He is and His mercy that endures forever. We think about how grace of God is manifest to us, how God Almighty Himself touches us in everything that He does for us, in the blessings that He gives us and the hope that we have. Praise God, it's not in ourselves. If it was, we'd be of all men disappointed. But praise God, I'm glad, praise the Lord, that our hope and our faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Therefore, I can enjoy all that He gives me. Praise God. I thank Him for it. I praise Him for all the goodness that He shows to me. You say, preacher, what are you talking about? I'm talking about making Jesus a roommate. Amen. Praise God for inviting Him into the house. Making Him a special place. Amen. Keeping it clean for Him. You know, Jesus won't hang out around a bunch of filth. Amen. He likes the praise of His people. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And we get the praise and giving God glory. He begins to manifest it. He moves in. He said He'll abide with us. Amen. Holy Ghost of God, He'll take up His abode. He'll come in. Praise God. He said, I'll send you another comfort. He'll dwell with you. And He'll be in you, praise God. He comes in and he kicks off his shoes, praise God, and he makes himself at home. He ought to be welcome. Amen. How do you make him welcome, praise God? By having a clean house that ain't got no clutter in it. Amen. Praise God. Everything's picked up. Everything is given to God for His glory. Thanking Him, praising Him. Amen. I'm gonna say these no little things. Everything, praise, is worthy of His praise. Bless His holy name. What a God we serve today. He's the God of heaven. Amen. He's the God of this universe. But He's also the God of your and my heart. Amen. We need to make Him. We need to let Him have preeminence. We need to think and meditate upon Him every moment, every day. From the time we get up at breakfast, time we pillow our head at night, we ought to be thinking upon the Lord. You say, preacher, it's just hard. I know we get caught up in this world, and sometimes we're apt to forget Him. But I'm glad that He never forgets me. Amen. Praise God. He knows me, knows where I'm at, knows every move, everything I say. Right. Amen. Praise God. Everything I say, praise God, He knows. Everything I do, everywhere I go, Amen. He's there with me. Yes. Amen. So what do? We just begin to recognize that. We realize that, and we just begin to give Him praise for it. Because God, amen, it's not just about cleaning up and garnishing, putting out some symbols that we love the Lord, symbols that we know about God, but it's having the Lord Jesus Christ in our heart and recognizing Him in everything that we do and we have. Amen. That's what makes the difference. Then we don't have a house full of clutter. The clutter's cleaned up. And there's a place for praise and worship, amen, and faith in Jesus Christ our Lord. Bless His holy name.